We're talking about something coming up this summer. It's Harborfest. You say, whoa, Harborfest? That hasn't been around for, a lot of time. And it's coming back? Well, we have two guests here, Mark Wittenberg and Gary Succo, who are going to tell you all about it. 18 years. So there are people graduating high school this year that never experienced Harborfest. When you think of it like that, huh?
That's correct, Dan. In fact, as we got feedback from a lot of people that we've talked to along the way, many of them remember Harborfest in a very positive way.
Okay. Yeah, and I remember her because we used to do broadcasts from Harborfest here back in my first incarnation here. So why did Harborfest end 18 years ago? What happened?
Well, there was a number of factors that Gary, by the way. Good to meet you, Don, and say hi to you. Mm-hmm. Don runs a very nice show here, by the way, everybody. But it started in the 90s. As time went on, there was a number of factors that went into why it was discontinued. But we're more focused on bringing it back. And Mark, myself, and Jeff are all neighbors in Racine County in Yorkville. And one day we were together, and we had this brainstorm idea that we should think about bringing Harborfest back.
So that's how it started, just a bunch of guys getting together and saying, what about Harborfest?
Yeah, and of course, it was a nonprofit group that we put together here, and one thing led to another, and here we are.
Okay, so you're looking for what dates for Harborfest now?
June 13th and 14th at Festival Hall of downtown Racine.
Ah, Flag Day.
Yeah, it's also a Father's Day weekend. So before Father's Day, we think it kind of kicks off the festival season. So we're kind of excited about having that date, and we're praying for really good weather.
Yeah, because it's outdoors.
That's correct.
You got a nice stage there for it and everything.
We actually are going to have both stages going. Yeah. There's the smaller stage and then the main stage. So we've got two stages, and it'll have continuous music going on for the entire time, rotating bands in and out.
You know, we are so fortunate in Racine to have that setting. You're right on the lake. The boats are going by. I mean, that's when you think about it, you can't do that in Topeka, Kansas. It doesn't work. It works in Racine, though. The big stage wasn't there last time. Now it's here.
Well, we did have it, and we call it the flagship stage. It's just it's redone a little grander than it was. We used to do a three-day event. We said, you know, Father's Day got to be tough. People are busy. So we said, let's start with a two-day event, Friday, Saturday. Mm-hmm. Everybody, you know, is waiting for Friday. And in the summertime, we're going to kick off the festival before Summerfest starts. You get into state fairs and everything else, church festivals. So we think it's a perfect weekend. That Friday, Saturday is, we're going to cross our fingers, but we're hoping for great weather. And if it is, we expect a huge turnout.
Do you have any bands lined up yet?
Well, we don't want to commit yet, I don't think. Do we, Mark?
You have no signatures on the contract?
No signatures, but okay. We're close to some announcing. You know, the main thing is if this is going to become a reality, and that's going to be due to sponsorships.
Yeah. But, so speak to the people who could sponsor right now. What are you going to tell them?
Well, this is truly a community event for the Racine and Racine County area. And we understand that economic times are difficult, but the message we want to give them is this is an event that during its heyday brought between 5,000 and 10,000 people per day to the Racine area. We think it's good economically. We think it's good for the community. Truly, our effort, Don, when we talked about this with the three of us, was we wanted to give something back. We're all businessmen that have been in the Racine area for years and years and years. And we truly wanted to do this at a nonprofit and give back to the community. And the message we give to the sponsors out there, including the big companies in Racine, is we need their support. We need them to step up and consider how they might sponsor and support an event like this that will be good for the community.
And since the last Harborfest, we have new hotels downtown. We've got new restaurants downtown. There's so much has changed since last time. Festival Hall's got a new roof.
Yeah,
that's correct.
So when you think about, look at all the things that have changed for the better since then. So if people want to come out of town, you got new hotels to stay at now, which is really nice too. So you can make a whole weekend out of it.
Yeah, that's going to be a big benefit. But talk a little bit more on the sponsorships. We do have the flagship stage naming sponsor sold. We have the VIP lounge sponsor sold, but we are looking for the naming sponsor. And Don, back in the, when we were talking about the previous Harbor Fest, it was called Piggly Wiggly Harbor Fest.
Yeah.
So we're still looking for a naming sponsor for the event. And then we have the second stage as well. And then there's a number of smaller sponsorships available that we talk about. We call it Support Racine and things like that. So we certainly would be interested in talking to anybody that would be interested in sponsoring the event.
All right. Hold on a second, guys. We're talking to Mark Wittenberg and Gary Succo from the New Harbor Fest, which is expected to start on June 13th and 14th, Father's Day weekend, and Flag Day. It's 7:21 at WRJN. My guests, Mark Wittenberg and Gary Succo, they are the folks who got together one day and said, what about Harbor Fest? Why don't we put that together? And here it is, coming up in a couple of months, six and a half months from now.
Hard to believe. You know, Don, you mentioned bands and what we're doing, and while we're not ready to divulge who we've got.
Yeah, you don't have a signature yet. Yeah.
No, we don't. Yeah. And we're still, again, waiting for some of the big sponsors to come in and support us. But what we are doing is, in our first year, because we're really trying to do this at the lowest possible cost to give us success, because we're committed for the long term, is we're really focusing right now on really popular local and regional bands. So we want some local flavor and some local talent, as well as we've looked at ethnic music also, because we have a large ethnic crowd in the Racine area. So we're pretty excited about our current list, assuming we can get them all signed.
Let me give out some information here. If you want to be a volunteer or you want to be a sponsor, you can go to racineharborfest.com, or you can email contact@racineharborfest.com. You're lucky you got that handle there, racineharborfest.com. It's not like anybody else would have, you know, taken it.
Yeah, the only thing we're missing is the naming rights right in front of that, and that's what the tickets and brochures and everything would say once we sign a naming sponsor, like it used to be back in the day, Piggly Wiggly Harbor Fest. We will be adding that right in front of the Racine Harbor Fest. So
Piggly Wiggly, the first supermarket in America.
That's correct.
Yeah, they started the whole thing of supermarkets. Before that, this local grocery stores, you know, little bodegas you go into. Okay, so let's do a quick review here. I want to make sure we get everything in here. You guys got together, Racine Harbor Fest, and is 5K Events involved in this at all, or are they just hosting it? Is that how that works?
Yeah, well, 5K Events is really the people who manage Festival Hall for
Racine. They did a great job coming back and putting this. And before that, it was kind of languishing. I'll tell you something. These people at 5K Events are really doing a great job at revitalizing Festival Hall and Memorial Hall.
Yeah, our journey in this, Don, is quite interesting. We met with the people who were managing it to begin with, and we stopped. And we said, we're not doing any further until we meet with the mayor and the city officials and gain support for this event. And what we learned there was that they were looking at going with 5K. After that, shortly after that, we met with 5K, and they were super excited about us and really rolled out the carpet and did a lot of special things to make it easy for us to say yes. So we agree with you. They brought a new flavor. They're cleaning up Festival Hall. They're going to make it look beautiful with flowers and landscaping and you mentioned this earlier, the venue there is absolutely spectacular right on Lake Michigan. So we know we have the right ingredients here. We just need to be able to make it happen.
Too bad you're not here Friday. You know who will be here this Friday? The mayor will be sitting in your chair.
Oh, well, say hello to him. He's a big part of why we move forward.
Yeah, we'll mention that. Mayor Corey Mason, he'll be in here on Friday. We'll mention that. Okay, so this is definitely going to happen, right?
Well, I don't know about definitely. We still need more sponsors, but right now it's on course to happen, and a final decision will be made very soon. But we do need more sponsors at this point.
Well, I'm booking my weekend for that weekend, so it's got to happen now. Once I put it in my phone as a calendar date, it's done.
It's in stone.
I can't get it out. It's going to remind me about it. I want to give everybody those addresses again. For more information on how to become a volunteer or a sponsor, go to RacineHarborFest.com, RacineHarborFest.com. Harbor is H-A-R-B-O-R. And I mentioned that because I had a shopping center near my house that spelled it B-O-U-R. Mm. Yeah, so Yeah, they spell it both ways.
It's the Northeast.
So you want to do H-A-R-B-O-R. So RacineHarborFest.com. Or you can email the guys at contact@RacineHarborFest.com. contact@RacineHarborFest.com. If I email you now, whose phone's going to go off?
Well, it actually comes to all three of us.
All three of us.
Jeff, Mark, and myself.
So. I was going to email and see whose phone started lighting up and say, hey, listen, I got $100,000 I don't know what to do with. What do you want me to do with this money? And there's so many big businesses that would benefit from this in town. So it's worth it to become a sponsor because there's going to be so many people there. It's going to be packed.
Right.
You got a whole Father's Day weekend. And you've got Flag Day, and it's just like the first festival of the summer.
Yeah, kick off to the summer.
One of the things,
you're missing summer by 1 week.
One of the things, Don, that we didn't get a chance to talk about during this was the food. Well, it's a music festival, but it's also about food. And we're lucky enough to have Jeff Marsh from Charcoal Grill be a part of our group.
Wow.
He's one of our sponsors, one of our group, our committee people. And Jeff is also going to have his charcoal grill restaurants there.
That's where I go for ribs.
You got it. And they'll be there along with some of the best food trucks in the southeast Wisconsin area. So we'll have food, beverage, merchandise. We have a lot planned for people to come out and enjoy Harborfest.
You know, that's something that wasn't around the first time. Food trucks.
Right.
It's so easy to bring a restaurant in now because you don't have to set up a kitchen. You just drive in the food truck and everything's there.
And we're going to have a number of them. Yeah. But, Mark, I think if you could take a second just to talk about the nonprofit part of the our plans.
Yeah, we just decided to be a do this for nonprofit, and at minimum 15% of our net proceeds or profit will go to local charities. And we have selected Racine Food Bank as one of the charities.
Oh, good.
And we're in the process right now of vetting three other ones that we're looking at. We want to select two to begin with. And so part of our effort is really truly to give back the profit from this to local charities in the community that need help.
I just want to skip winter and get right to this.
Yeah,
so do we. I want to forget about snow and cold weather, and I just want to get right to this. Guys, thanks for coming in this morning. Mark Wittenberg and Gary Succo, two of the guys getting together to bring back Racine Harborfest. And the date's tentatively, well, this is not in stone, but it's pretty close. The cement is hardening as we talk.
Correct.
Let's put it that way. June 13th and 14th at Festival Park. It's going to be a lot of fun. I can't wait. I just want to get started right now.
Don, thank you very much for having us on today.
Now, I'm just going to mention two words, Taylor Swift. See what you can do. Hey, thanks, guys, for coming in. I do appreciate it.